Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Be with you in 1 second.
All right, Lauren, do you have a favorite fast food go-to?
I do. You know, I'm a big fan of the Crunchwrap Supreme at Taco Bell.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's crunchy and really bad for you and delicious. So, yeah, I recommend that to anybody with a late night craving. How
I like
about
that.
You?
Yeah, connoisseur. That's nice. Me, I've got a list. I think we'll start with the Whataburger number 4 combo, where it's got the jalapenos on it. The Popeye's chicken sandwich, and I guess a couple of guilty pleasures, because I tell people and they look at me like I've lost my mind. That would be the Whopper. I'm still a fan of the Whopper and the noodles at Panda Express.
Now, this list, I gotta say, is beautiful. I've only been to Whataburger once when I visited Dallas, and it was amazing. I loved it. Wish we had that here in Chicago. Popeye's chicken sandwich, A-plus choice. The Whopper is, I agree, the best of the...
It's still good. It's still hanging in there after all these years. I don't mind a Whopper at all.
It has real, like, vegetables on it. I feel like a lot of the condiments are gross. So, yeah, I agree with the Whopper. And the Panda Express noodles, delicious. They smell a little bit better than they taste.
You think so? Well, I'm still on board with it.
Would you like to upsize your meal?
In general, fast food isn't what it used to be, though. And that's what the data is showing. And it's what the headlines are screaming at us.
We first became interested in this topic when we saw headlines that both McDonald's and Wendy's admitted that they're losing the breakfast wars. Now, breakfast used to be something that was a big success for fast food restaurants.
Yeah, but those headlines, they just keep coming. Some of the most recent, KFC losing its crown as the king of fast food chicken. Low-income diners struggling to avoid fast food. And, of course, Wendy's. I don't know if you've heard of this, their recent ploy to bring back customers with the 6-7 Frosty deal. How does that work exactly? Tell me.
It is, I guess, 67 cents, but it plays into this 6-7 trend that confuses and irritates all of us.
The whole Gen Alpha thing.
Yes. It doesn't confuse and irritate Gen Alpha, but the rest of us are left pretty confused about what's going on with that. McDonald's also put together a new slate of deals this year to try to draw in customers who are a bit more cash conscious. But the question is, will those efforts actually work to bring back Americans as they deal with lingering inflation and as they try to cut spending?
Well, I sat down with author and cross-cultural digital communications expert Annalisa Nash Fernandez to discuss how these might play out and what fast food companies should keep their eye on to keep appealing to customers.
I think that these offerings are definitely downstream from culture, and our culture is becoming more and more multicultural. So we see things like breakfast burritos and different kinds of food for breakfast. And that also is kind of breaking down the barriers and the norms around breakfast itself.
How does individualism in American culture affect this? And not just in terms of food and fast food, but just spending trends in general?
Yes, well, Americans are the ultimate individualists, right? I mean, we're all about personal freedom, self-expression, the right to make our own choices. So we kind of want everything all the time. You know, it used to be that kind of grapefruits were a winter fruit, or people in California ate artichokes, but now it's kind of like everything everywhere all the time. And we want everything customized and right now. So you don't have to just have bacon and eggs for breakfast anymore. You can, you know, anything becomes breakfast, you know, like kale, goat cheese, panini is breakfast. So I think that traditional breakfast offerings suffer when that happens.
I want it my way, and I want it now.
Yes, exactly.
Why'd you have to bring up kale? You know, it's always kale. That's a, you know, kale is a garnish. I'm sorry. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I get it. I respect that.
Would you like fries with that?
You know, I get what you mean about kale. When I buy it, it usually ends up wilting sadly in the corner of the fridge, and I curse myself for wasting money on it.
Well, now, see, that's never happened at my house because I've never had any kale in the fridge to begin with. But it really does seem like a growing number of people are, they're very concerned about saving money these days, and they are cutting that fast food out of their budget.
Even though fast food is known for being relatively cheap, prices have been going up. I've written articles this year about McDonald's prices rising, and the company CEO recently said that they expect low-income customers to spend even less next year, too, even with the new deals intended to bring in those cash-conscious customers.
Now, it's a trend that isn't just popping up in fast food either, but theme parks and other industries. I asked Nash Fernandez about that.
There's a recent article in the New York Times that says that a lot of businesses, they mentioned Disney World, have been kind of shifting their focus to cater to wealthier customers rather than middle class customers, perhaps because the wealthy customers are the only ones who can afford it now. But I mean, do you see that in the food industry, in the restaurant business?
Well, I think in the case of Disney, it was more, you know, globalization pushed them in that direction. You know, companies like that are really dealing with a global market. Disney's now, I think, like 25% international visitors versus almost nothing, you know, a decade or two ago. So in that sense, they're really looking at it as a world market. And so they approach it differently. They're also, you know, despite those high prices, they're like operating at full capacity all the time. So when you're at full capacity, you make the rules. But I think across other industries, I would say, you know, obviously there's all tiers, but I think that companies are more and more, you know, the way to grow your market is just by adding more and more customers. So I think that just increasing your pie. So I think that companies are trying to reach out to everyone across the board. And, you know, that's why we see these loyalty programs and, you know, the value menu at McDonald's and other fast food places, because they are trying to just basically grow their market by reaching more people.
Do you ignore the middle and lower class consumers at your peril?
I think so, absolutely, because that can be what drives business, definitely.
Are there any industries out there that you can think of, any chains, any companies that are successful in doing that right now, that is their focus, the lower and middle income consumers?
I mean, look, you see this in the airline industry, right? I mean, air travel used to be for the elite. And it was very expensive. I mean, in today's dollar terms, much more expensive than it is today. Airlines have democratized access across the board, from Ryanair or JetBlue, whatever is considered a value carrier in the U.S. frontier, I guess, and Spirit would be value carriers. So those are companies that have looked at the market and said, travel's not an elite offering, and we're going to grow our market by reaching more to the middle and lower class consumers. And clearly, as we see, they've succeeded with that, right?
These economic shifts, these business practices, who to appeal to, who not to appeal to, everything we've been talking to, how does that impact culture in general?
I think it's downstream of culture. I think, well, of course, I'm going to say as a cultural specialist that everything is downstream from culture, right? So you may want to discount that. But I think, you know, any company is trying to reach consumers where they are, right? And so, I mean, if you think back in time, I was just thinking about this the other day, that McDonald's developed the filet of fish, you know, the fish sandwich. I actually eat that. They developed it during Lent because they were losing sales because consumers were not coming because they had to avoid meat during Lent. And so now, obviously, McDonald's does still do a 2-for-1 fillet of fish during Lent, but now companies have had to change to meet customers where they are, and it's not in Catholicism. You know, it's, you know, we worship different things now, right? We worship, we're vegans, or we're intermittent fasters, or we're, you know, trying to get a certain amount of grams of protein in per day.
Please pull up to the second window.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And this is very true. Fast food today does feature more options for vegans and people who are concerned about their diet. Burger King, for example, they've got the vegan Impossible Whopper.
There's also the Ozempic factor, with many people on new GLP-1 drugs that lessen their appetite, and research about the negative health impacts of processed food. Diets that emphasize high protein intake are also trendy, and chains like Chipotle and Starbucks are offering items specifically advertised and targeted to protein-focused customers.
And so companies are trying to reach out to consumers where they are. I mean, did you see Starbucks this week is announced that they're going to be doing this cold foam with like 20 grams of protein on the coffee. So, I mean, this is meeting people where they are. People want more protein. This is the latest trendy thing, right? To get all your protein grams in. So now you can have a cup of coffee and it can be a whole meal because it's got 20 grams of protein.
That's interesting. A lot of these businesses, you're saying they don't necessarily drive culture, they react to it.
I think so. I mean, certainly it goes both ways, but I think it's probably easier and more profitable for them to react to culture than to try to change it.
All right. And I'm glad you mentioned the fillet of fish as a guilty pleasure, because it's one of mine as well. It's actually not that bad. I like that tartar sauce.
I'm with you. I love the fillet of fish. I actually used to work at McDonald's. And so I saw how they make the sausage, and it's not bad.
I worked at McDonald's too for one night. That was it. One shift, and that had enough. Hey, listen, I can't thank you enough, Annalisa, for spending a couple of minutes with us. This has been fascinating stuff. And obviously it's something that we're out there. We see it every day, but it's kind of interesting to get a little insight behind some of it.
Well, this was fun. I love to talk about food. So thanks for having me.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
I'm Mike Rogers. Say thanks for listening to Something Offbeat. This episode written and produced by Lauren Berry and Chris Blake, with audio editing by Chris Blake and original music by Myron Kaplan. Now to keep listening, subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have your own offbeat story that you think we should cover, let us know about it. You can send it to us at somethingoffbeat@audacy.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.